感谢主，让我们以敬畏的心来 领受神的话语。哥林多后书第一章一到十一节，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和弟兄提摩太写信给哥林多神的教会并亚该亚遍处的众圣徒，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚 遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。阿们，感谢主。愿神祝福他自己的话语，也祝福爱慕他话语的人。阿们。
Good afternoon and welcome.
下午好，欢迎大家。
It is good to study the Word of God together.
非常好，我们能够再次的来读神的话语。
And this is a word of great encouragement to comfort us as we comfort others through difficulties.
这是神给我们安慰的话语，好让我们在别人遭患难的时候可以安慰别人。
Let me pray. Lord God, please speak to us today from your word.
主啊，求你借着今天的圣灵向我们说话。
That we would see the strength of weakness when we trust in Jesus.
当我们来信靠主的时候，能够让我们看到软弱的力量。
Amen.What do you expect of a Christian leader?
你对教会的领袖有什么盼望呢？
Christian leaders are expected to be strong.
我们都希望基督教的领袖是刚强的。
We're not allowed to be nervous.
我们不允许要紧张。
Can't be tired.
不能疲劳。
Others may be overwhelmed by personal problems, but the pastor always copes.
有些别的人可能被个人的问题压垮，但是牧师总是能够处理好这些问题。
And he has plenty of strength left to help others.
而且他有足够的资源能够帮助别人来处理这样的问题。
Pastors are eloquent speakers.
牧师是能言善辩的演说家。
With superhuman pastoral skills.
而且有超人的牧养技巧。
We can lead thousands to Christ.
我们可以带领成千上万的人信耶稣。
And we can lead our families in daily devotions.
而且还仍然能够在日常的家庭生活中
带领
家里领袖，他们总是成功的。
Did we do the successful bit?
我们是不是
They're always successful, yeah.
他们总是这样成功的。
They are super Christians.
他们是超级的基督徒。
So says the myth.
神话是这么说的。
Of course, it's only a myth.
当然，这只是个神话。
It's not the truth.
真理却不是这样。
2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul exposes the fallacy of that myth.
在哥林多后书中，保罗揭露了这种神话的错误。
Our ideas of Christian leadership are often based on the models derived from our secular culture.
我们对基督徒领袖的看法是基于我们世俗文化的生活模式所造成的。
But Christian leadership is altogether different.
其实基督徒的领袖完全是不一样的。
Great Christian leaders are not necessarily strong, at least not in the way the world thinks about it.
伟大的基督徒领袖并不一定是刚强的，至少不像我们通常所认为的那样。
On the contrary, the primary qualification of any man or woman who is going to be used by God is that they should be painfully aware of their inadequacies and they need to rely wholly on God.
相反的倒是真实的，任何一个男人或者女人他要被神使用，首先的条件就是他应当痛苦地意识到自己的不足，并且需要完全地依靠神。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians verses 7 to 10. Liambo will read that.
我们听听在哥林多书、哥林多后书十二章七到十节，保罗是这么说的。保罗说，神恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一个刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、羞辱、患难、逼迫、苦难为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强了。
The Apostle Paul had a problem with the church in Corinth.
保罗呢，给这个哥林多教会有些问题。
He started the church on his second missionary journey.
他在第二次旅行布道的时候建立了这个教会。
He preached there for 18 months, 1.5 years.
他在那里呢，讲了一年零八个月，零六个月的道，十八个月。
And then he went away.
但后来呢，他就离开了。
But then he found out the church was in a mess.
但是后来他走了之后呢，发现这个教会一团乱糟。
They were divided.
他们分裂了。
They believe false teaching.
他们开始相信那些假的教导。
There was sexual immorality.
教会里有一些淫乱的事情。
Paul wrote 1 Corinthians to correct them.
所以保罗呢写了哥林多前书来纠正这些问题。
Then later some false teachers came in. He calls them super apostles.
后来呢一些假教士进入教会，他们称他呢是超级圣徒。
So he writes 2 Corinthians.To correct the church again from all of the errors.
所以呢，保罗呢写了哥林多的后书，来教导教会呢，来纠正这些超级信徒的错误。
These super apostles thought they were better than Paul.
他们这些超级的使徒呢，他认为他们比保罗要好。
They were great speakers.
他们会有言说的能力。
They had great wealth.
他们有很多的财富。
And I said to the church, don't listen to Paul and don't listen to his gospel.
他们说你不要听保罗说的，也不要听他的福音。
Paul is concerned for the church that it will leave the truth.
所以呢，保罗呢为关心教会的缘故呢，他写了这些真理。
But he writes to them now to say that even if you suffer for God, that's not a bad thing. That is a good thing.
他说呢，在这里说，即使你为了主的缘故受苦呢，也不是坏事，是好事。
Listen to verses 1 and 2.
我们听第一节到第二节。奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，同兄弟提摩太写信给神在哥林多的教会，并亚该亚遍处的众圣徒，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul says he's a real apostle.
保罗说他是一个真的使徒。
By the will of God, God appointed him.
他是神旨意所定的使徒，是神安排他做使徒的。
He's not like the false apostles.
他不像那些个假的使徒一样。
And then the first main point is he tells about the reality of suffering in Christian experience, verses 8 and 9.
他在第一章的八到九节谈论到基督徒经历苦难是一种现实。
He speaks about a time where he almost died.
他写到这个问题说的，在那个时候呢，他在经历着苦难的时候，几乎要死。
Lambert will read 8 and 9 for us.
八到九节。他这样写道，说弟兄们，我不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠那叫死人复活的神。
It was so bad he thought he was going to die.
情况是那样的糟，因一直他觉得自己要死了。
They couldn't see how God could keep them alive any longer because they were persecuted.
因为他们经历很深的逼迫，他们甚至看不到神给他们有任何的出路。
Paul once said it's like fighting with wild beasts at Ephesus.
他说你记得吗？他在那里说他是当日的时候就像跟在以弗所跟野兽战斗。
Sometimes it's very difficult being an apostle.
有的时候做一个使徒啊，其实非常的难的。
And sometimes Christians today, it's very close to their death because of Jesus.
有的时候啊，今天的基督徒人，有的时候他们因信耶稣，也可能把自己带到死亡的境地。
Let me tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Joseph.
我跟你说，我一个朋友的故事，他的名字呢叫约瑟夫。
He's not really a friend. I never met him.
他不是我真的朋友，我从来没见过他。
But I read his story.
但是我呢读过他的故事。
Joseph was from Africa.
约瑟夫呢，他来自非洲。
He was a Maasai warrior.
他是个马赛的一个战士。
One day in the desert, someone told him about Jesus, that Jesus is God's son who died and rose again, that he should repent and believe in Jesus.
有一天呢，有人给他传福音，说耶稣是神的儿子，为我们的罪死在十字架上，你应当悔改，信耶稣。
And Joseph trusted in Christ.
后来呢，约瑟呢，他就信靠了耶稣。
So Joseph went home to his village.
后来呢，他充满柔情呢，回到他自己的村庄。
He wanted to tell everyone the good news about Jesus. He wanted his whole village, his family to know.
他想想每个人都能认识耶稣，所以呢，他希望他的家人、他的亲戚朋友都能信耶稣。
So we went from house to house.
他就去从一个家人家的敲门。
Jesus saved my life. He is God's son.
耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣拯救了我的生命。
You should turn back to God and find forgiveness and friendship with God.
你也应当悔改信耶稣，然后在耶稣里面找到赦免。
To his surprise, they didn't like the message.
但是他是他惊奇的是，那村里的人没有人喜欢这个消息。
The men of the village took him and dragged him out of the village.
这村民呢就把他从村里那拉出去了。
The men held him down.
男的把他
And the women beat him with barbed wire.
你知道那个妇女呢就用那些个带铁丝的那个。
His skin was ripped off his body.
就打他，然后那个他的皮肤呢就被。
Blood everywhere.
到处是血。
They left him outside of the village to die.
他们后来呢，把他拖出城镇去了，丢在那里，就让他死。
He was unconscious.
他已经昏迷了。
They went back to the village.
这些个人都回到家中了。
A few hours later, he woke up.
过了几个小时以后呢，他苏醒过来。
God saved him.
神拯救了他。
And he said, "I don't know why they beat me. I must practice the gospel, and then I'll go back a second time to tell them."
他说我一定是把福音弄错了，为什么他们打我呢？我一定是讲错了，我一定要回去再次告诉他们。
So he went back to the village.
他又回到村里去。
From house to house.
又开始一家家的敲门。
To tell people about God's love.
他来告诉人们神的爱。
The men dragged him again outside of the village.
这些男人又把他
And held him down.
又把他按下去。
And the women beat him again.
这妇女呢又开始用那些个带铁丝打他。
This time you would think he would not recover.
这次你可以想，他几乎是缓不过劲儿来。
Couple of days later, he woke up, recovered.
过了一两天之后呢，他苏醒过来。
He went back a third time.
他又回去了第三次。
I would have left and gone to China.
我想那个不是在中国。
But he went back a third time.
但是呢，他第三次又回去了。
And said, before I had a chance to speak, they dragged me out again.
他还这次还没说话的时候，那些个人又把他拉出去了。
But I kept telling them about God's love.
但是他告诉他们神的爱。
Then I was unconscious.
后来呢，他们又把他打得昏没有。
He says, when I woke up, I was not outside on the dirt. I was in a bed in the village.
但是他再次醒过来呢，他没有躺在村里外面，他是躺在家里一个人的床上。
The people had brought me back and looked after me and cared for me and washed my wounds.
那些个人呢，开始照顾他，然后洗他的伤。
I said, "Will you tell us some more about Jesus that you've been telling us about?"
他那些个人就会说，呀，你能不能再次告诉我们，你这些个人的一直告诉我们耶稣的事呢？
And the whole village became followers of Jesus.
你知道吗？这个整个村都成了耶稣基督的门徒了。
Almost dead.
他几乎死掉了。
Paul says, "When I'm weak, I'm strong."
保罗说，当我软弱的时候，我就刚强了。
God does some of His best works through the suffering of His people.
当我们受苦的时候。神借着这些受苦成就更美好的事情。
And then he says, and this is the main part of the sermon, what are the benefits of Christian suffering?
在这里说到基督徒受苦有什么益处呢？
Verse 3 and 4, we experience the comfort of God.
第三到第四节说在这里我们体验到神的安慰。
Listen to these verses.
我们听这些话语。第三节 愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，神就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Our God is strong and powerful, and He's a loving Father.
我们的父亲是充满了爱，是充满赞美，充满爱的。
When we suffer in His name, He comes to comfort us, to help us.
当我们为了他的名受苦的时候，他来安慰我们。
We would not stand if it was not for God's help and God's comfort.
我们不会缺乏神的爱，神的安慰。
But you see, God comforts us to do something else, to comfort others. That's the second point.
第二点就是神来安慰我们。当我们当别人遭患难的时候，我们就可以安慰别人。
Verse 4, He comforts us in all of our troubles, so then we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
第四节说，我们在一切的患难中，他就安慰我们，好叫我们能用神在我们遭患难的时候所得的安慰，所赐给我们的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Friends, trouble and suffering has a way of bringing us together in a way that prosperity never does.
你知道吗？痛苦和烦恼是将人类连接在一起，是成功的神学永远无法做到的。
If someone becomes sick, we comfort one another.
如果有人病了，我们互相的安慰。
If someone's in a hospital, we go to visit.
如果有人住进了医院，我们去探访他们。
If our family oppose us, someone comes alongside us to help us.
如果有的时候我们的家人也会逼迫我们，我们呢别的朋友呢也会来安慰我们。
When God comforts you, you can then comfort others.
当神安慰你的时候，你可以去安慰别人。
A few years ago, there was a girl in our congregation, a Greek girl.Who had to leave home because her parents did not like her coming to this church.
几年之前呢，我们教会的一个女孩呢，因为她的父亲反对她信耶稣，也不让她来参加这个教会，所以呢，她不得不离开家。
I said it's very difficult in a Greek family when you come to love Jesus Christ.
有的时候呢，你要当爱主的时候啊，可能对你来说很不容易。
But because I had difficulties with my family and God comforted me, I was able to comfort her and help her.
因为我小时候呢当信主的时候经历了一些难处，从家里的难处，所以在这个孩子他遭受患难的时候，我可以去安慰他。
If you have had cancer and God has comforted you, then when someone else has cancer, you can comfort them.
如果你得了癌症神安慰了你，当别人得了癌症的时候，你可以去安慰他。
One of our missionaries in Lebanon, Milad, he shared his testimony here once 10 years ago.
我们教会的一个宣教士，就是去中东的宣教士米拉的，他给我讲过十年前发生的一个事情。
He was one of, I think, eight children in the family.
他家里呢是八个弟兄姊妹。
Lebanese family, plenty of children.
你知道黎巴嫩的家庭都是很多的孩子。
But his brother, who's 23, died, just collapsed and died.
你知道他的一个哥哥不是弟弟，23岁突然就死掉了。
So it was very difficult to go through that.
是对他来说经历这个很
God brought him comfort.
但是神呢给了他安慰。
Then 3 months later, his other brother collapsed and died.
过了几个月之后，他的另一个兄弟也是这样，突然又死掉了。
He said, "My heart was breaking. One brother, and then another brother. Two brothers. I have to bury two brothers."
他说对我来说很难面对这个事情。一个兄弟刚死了，另一个兄弟又死掉了。
But now he says, "God comforted me."And when other people go through difficulties, I can comfort them.
他说呢，这时候呢，神安慰了我，所以呢，当别人遭遇同样患难的时候，我可以去安慰他们。
Thirdly, when we suffer, we link with the experience of Jesus Himself.
第三个说，当我们受苦的时候，我们可以把自己的经历和耶稣的经历联系在一起。
For just the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives.So also through Christ, our comfort overflows.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠着基督多得安慰。
The Bible sees your suffering for Jesus as an extension of the sufferings of Christ.
圣经看你所受的任何的苦难，为了基督所受的任何苦难，看成是基督所受苦难的延伸。
We are the body of Christ. Christ is the head.
我们是基督的身体，基督是头。
When the body suffers, Jesus suffers. That's what the Bible says.
当身体遭受伤害的时候，头呢也在受苦。
When Jesus spoke to Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus road in Acts chapter 9 verse 4, he said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
在《使徒行传》第九章啊，耶稣呢在啊大马勒色的路上，向大树人扫罗显现，对扫罗说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And Paul, Saul of Tarsus looked up and said, "Who are you, Lord?"
那时候啊，大树的扫罗说：“主啊，你是谁？”
You see, Saul was persecuting Christians, putting them in prison and putting them to death. And Jesus said, "When you do that to my people, you do it to me."
大树人扫罗他在逼迫基督徒，把这些基督徒置于死地的时候。耶稣说你逼迫这些基督徒其实就是在逼迫我。
So it's a beautiful, in your suffering, it's a beautiful connection between Jesus and you.
所以在你的痛苦当中、啊、在你和耶稣之间有一种美好的联系。
1 Peter 4:13, rejoice as you participate in the sufferings of Christ.
在彼得前书四章十三节，彼得在那里说，当你受苦的时候，你们要喜乐，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
See, the super apostles, the false teachers, they didn't share the sufferings of Christ. They just looked wonderful and smart and good looking and they had money.
啊，这些超级使徒，这些个假教师，他们没有和基督一同受苦。他们只是看起来啊非常好看啊，他们非常聪明，而且他们有很多的钱财。
See, we must be careful today because in some churches,The pastors say that God wants you to bless you and make you wealthy and healthy.
你知道我们现在呢，有些教会呢，有些牧师就这么给信徒说啊，神啊，希望我们每个人啊都是健康的，都是有富有的。
Come to Jesus and He will give you a job.
你信耶稣吧，信耶稣就会给你个工作。
Come to Jesus, He will take away your cancer.
你知吧，你信耶稣吧，信耶稣，神就把你的癌症拿走。
Come to Jesus and you'll buy a bigger house.
你信耶稣吧，你就会买一个大房子。
Come to Jesus, you have a nicer suit.
啊，你信耶稣，你就会有好漂亮的衣裳。
And you just send some money in to the television ministry, and God will bless you.
你只要啊给这个电视节目啊那个电视台送点钱，基督教电视，那么神就会祝福你。
There's a woman I read about this week who had a miscarriage.And the people in her church said to her, "You had a miscarriage because you didn't have enough faith."
啊，我读到一篇文章呢，说到啊，一个人呢，他流了产，当地的教会都说，你因为你缺乏信心，所以流产。
It's a terrible thing to say.
说这样的话是非常可怕的。
A man in London who was rebuked by his church, he couldn't find work, and they said because he had sin in his life.
啊，一个人呢，在伦敦，他的教会呢，得谴责他。说他找不着工作，是因为他的生活中呢有隐藏的罪。
Friends, when Jesus said, "When we follow Him, we take up the cross, we suffer, and we follow."
耶稣说，当我们信耶稣的时候，我们背起我们的十字架，我们在受苦，为基督受苦。
If God gives you a lot or a little, you still follow Him.
无论是神给你多还是神给你的少，我们都应当跟随主。
The Apostle Paul didn't have very much money.
你知道使徒保罗并没有多少钱。
Didn't have anywhere to live.
他没有多少什么。
They threw him in prison.
他们把他放在教会监狱里去。
They beat him with rocks.
他们用石头打他。
And at the end, he died for Jesus.
最后呢，他是为耶稣殉道的。
We must be careful of those churches that preach prosperity theology.
所以当啊教会传讲啊啊成功神学的时候，我们应当小心。
But further, number four, suffering, our suffering helps others.
第四个是我们的苦难，我们受苦能够帮助别人。
We see this in 6 and 7. Liam Bo will read that.
我们读六到七节，我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救呢，啊，得拯救。也我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我们为你们所存的盼望。既是确定的，因为知道我们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
See, Paul was willing to suffer for the gospel, so the Corinthians would hear about Jesus.
啊，保，你看在这里保罗愿意为福音受苦，所以呢啊，哥林多的信徒呢就来信耶稣。
But sometimes in the midst of suffering, have you ever asked, why has this happened? Why am I suffering?
啊，有的时候我们在啊经历痛苦的时候，你有没有问过这样问题？为什么啊发生这样的事情呢？为什么会是这样的啊发生在我的身上
？Maybe an accident.
可能是一个啊事故。
A serious illness.
可能是一场啊疾病。
Maybe a rejection from your family.
可能是被家人拒绝。
We all want an explanation. God, why did you let it happen?
我们都想要得到一个答案，得到要有解释。神啊，你为什么允许这样的事发生
？Friends, in the Old Testament, this part of the Bible,
朋友们
，it was a big riddle that people didn't understand why suffering was here.
啊，即使在整个的旧约圣经里，苦难始终是一个非常大的谜。
But when we come to the New Testament, they don't ask that question why.
当我们来到新约的时代，我使徒我们就好像说，我们就不再问这个问题了。
All the difficulties with suffering has disappeared for the New Testament writers.
所有跟苦难有关的神学的问题呢，好像都消失了。
Suffering has ceased to be a problem; it has become a way of life.
痛苦不再成为一个问题，而是一种生活方式。
1 Peter says, "To this you were called. Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps."
彼得前书二章二十一节那里写到说你们蒙召原是为此因基督也为你们受过苦给你们留下榜样叫你们跟随他的脚踪行
The sufferings of Christ had a purpose to bring us salvation
啊，基督的苦难有一个积极的意义就是让我们来得到救恩
And our sufferings have a purpose to make us more like Jesus
我们的受苦也有一个积极的意义就是神让我们更像基督
Listen to Romans 8, 28 and 29.
我们听听罗马书八章的二十八到二十九节，那里说：我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着他的旨意被召的人，因为他预先所指到的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
God works in every situation to make us more like Jesus.
神在各样的处境当中。都来做工，目的是让我们更像耶稣。
In tough times, we learn to trust Jesus.
在艰难的时候，我们学会到怎么样来信靠耶稣。
In tough times, we learn to pray more.
啊，在啊我们有难处的时候，我们学会更多的来祷告。
In tough times, we draw near to God.
啊，在难处的有难处的时候，我们更喜欢亲近神。
Each year in this church in October, we raise money to buy Bibles for the persecuted church.
你说在啊，每年的八月呢，我们的教会啊，为那受逼迫的教会祷告筹钱买圣经。
Pastors are in prison, tortured and killed.
你知道那牧师呢被监禁、被拷打。
Churches are burnt to the ground.
啊，你知道教会呢被烧掉了。
It happens in China too.
啊，在中国也这样发生。
But you see, they stay close to Christ.
你知道他们啊，把他们。把这些个人呢带向基督。
And God turns that evil into blessing for these people.
神啊，让那些个人所经历的苦难啊，变成了祝福。
Fifthly, suffering helps the one who suffers.
你知道吗？啊，这个啊，第六个是苦难能够帮助那些受苦的人。
Listen just to verse 9.
我们看看第九节，说自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己。只靠叫死人复活的神。
When you suffer, you rely on God more.
你知道，当你受苦的时候，你更多的来依靠神。
Sometimes I'm laying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, saying, "God, why is this happening?" And you learn to rely upon God and ask for His help to work in your life.
有的时候早晨三点，我躺在那里的时候，说：“神啊，你为什么允许这个事发生？”神就说：“神就让我更多的学会来依靠他。”
When you have no one else to trust, it teaches you to rely on God.
当你啊生命中生活中没有任何人可以依靠的时候，你就学会依靠神了。
An American pastor John Piper tells the story in one of his sermons about two things that happened to his father. Let me tell you about them.
啊，约翰派珀，他就啊说到了两个事啊发生在他的家父亲的身上。
The importance of trusting and relying upon God.
就是关于怎么样啊来信靠神。
His mother and father were in a bus. They were tour guides for a Christian ministry.
啊，你知道他的父母呢，坐在一个啊 bus 里啊，坐在公共汽车里，然后去参加一个啊啊旅行步道。
His mother and father were sitting in the front seats, and his father stood up, turned around to speak to the bus.
你知道在这个啊公共汽车呢，他的父母坐在前面，然后突然的爸爸站起来呢，开始给啊给后边的人传福音。
As he stood up and turned.Another car, VW, ran into the bus.
你知道，当他正在给他们讲传福音的时候，突然一个大众车突然从前面撞过来了。
And the timber from the top of this van went straight through the bus windows, straight onto his mother, and she died instantly.
你知道，那个车上的那个木头一下子就从这个什么撞过来，打碎了玻璃，然后一下子击中了他的母亲。
They were both sitting there. A moment earlier, his father stood up.And was saved.
但是他爸爸呢，就在几秒钟之前，突然站起来，也给到后边讲福音的时候，结果就没有，他就没有击中。
When I thought about the plan of God, his father said to his son, "God must have a job for me to do. Still, he kept me alive."
啊，他的父亲后来给他说呀，他说神已经在我的身，一定在我的生活中还有一些工作要做，所以呢，他没有让我死。
And my mother's, he said, ministry on this earth was finished.God had more for my dad to do.
他说啊，我母亲在地上的侍奉呢已经结束了，但是我父亲的侍奉呢还没有完成，还有更多的工作要去做。
His father had to learn to rely on God when his wife died.
啊，他的父亲啊，当他的母亲啊死了的时候，他的父亲学会怎么样来依靠神。
Another time, his father was at a restaurant.
又次呢啊，是他的父亲呢在一家饭馆呢吃饭。
Eating away, and he got some food stuck in his windpipe, and he couldn't breathe.
啊，后来呢，他吃饭呢，突然一会儿软骨呢进入他的气管去了，让他自己没有办法呼吸。
It was very scary. He thought he was about to die.
啊，因为他没法呼吸，他非常害怕，他觉得自己要死了。
So he got up out of his seat, started to run to the restroom.
他这时呢，他就开始跑向这个洗手间。
And some man that he didn't know saw him and noticed he's struggling, and went hit him right in the back.And the food came out.
你知道，有人看着他这样了，然后就跑过来，一下子从后边打了他一下，中击中他一下。
Falls to the ground.
一下子，这个里头
breathing, but unconscious.
这个软骨呢就吐出来了，但是把他打的都已经昏倒在地上了。
When he wakes up from what had happened, he looks around. The man has gone.
等他醒过来的时候呢，他发生什么事都不知道。那个打他的人呢，已经跑掉了。
He said, "It's like God said, bang him."Save him, go.
好像神跟那人说：“你打他一下，然后就救活他，然后走。”
See, God put that man in that place at that time to save his father.
神在那个时候用那个人，就在那个时间让他打他一下，来安排他呢，来把他的父亲救活。
We learn to rely on God, and then we learn to pray as the final thing.
啊，这样呢，我们学会更多的来依靠神，依靠神。然后最后呢，是苦难教会我们更多的祷告。
Suffering teaches Christians to pray.
啊，苦难教会基督徒怎么样来祷告。
Verse 10, He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers.Then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many.
第十节到第十一节，这里说他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你们祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们先，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
A few weeks ago in church, one of our men collapsed at 9 o'clock.
啊，上几周前呢，我们的教会的一个人突然在九点那个聚会里倒下了。
I was about to preach, but now everyone is looking at the man, and we lay him down flat on the seat.
我要讲到呢，很多人跑向那个人去，让他躺在椅子上，在那放松。
And what do you think I said to everyone? Everyone pray.
你知道人们干怎么样？每个人都在祷告。
When something goes wrong, we all pray, right?
当事情发生的时候，基督徒学会祷告。
If everything's going well, you forget to pray.
但是每个人都平安无事的时候，我们很少的祷告，我们想不起祷告来。
When you are healthy, you have money, you got a house, you got a job, you forget to pray. You think you're God.
当你啊一切都好，你有家里有房子有钱，身体健康的时候，你忘了祷告，你觉得活得很好，我像神一样。
When we suffer, we pray more.
但是我们有难处的时候，我们就更多的祷告。
One of our young women, Emily, is a missionary in a country in Africa, Burkina Faso.
你知道我们教会的一个姊妹，她Emily， 她呢在非洲的一个地方叫布基纳法索一个地方。做宣教士。
It's a dangerous country.
那是个非常危险的国家。
5 weeks ago, some Muslim terrorists went to a little church and said to everyone, "You must convert to Islam, or we will kill you."
你知道有一群坏分子，然后跑到这个教会里说：“你们要改教，否则的话我们就杀了你们。
”They said, "We will not convert. We are followers of Jesus." They got the guns out. Bang.Bang, bang! Six people died, and the pastor.
你知道啊，在那个时候呢，人们不改教，继续的相信耶稣。可是这些人就开始，就一个人的打枪，让六个人死掉了。
And this past week in the same city,
你知道
they went to a Catholic church.
你知道他们啊，上星期又他们又是在同样这个城市里又去了两个天主教会。
The same message, and they shot dead the priest and six other members of the congregation.
同样是他们把这个神父杀掉，也杀掉了六个其余的信主的。
And one of our missionaries works a few hours from there.
我们这个宣教士就在离这个城市几个小时车程的地方。
When the suffering happens, it calls us to pray, and Paul says your prayers will help us.
当我们有了问题的时候，我们更多的学会祷告这样的祷告能够帮助我们。保罗说。
One of our missionaries is working in Bali, Indonesia.
你知道我们一个宣教士在印尼的巴黎工作。
About 10 years ago, he sent an email. He said, "One of the maids who works in his house has become a follower of Jesus."
他说他写了个 email 说他们一个朋友在这里信了耶稣。
But we have a problem.
但是我们有个问题。
Her husband is not happy.
但是她丈夫不高兴。
He said, "I'm going to come and fix you up."
他说我来要对付你。
So my missionary, he locked all the doors, locked all the gates.
所以我的宣教士就把门都关上，所有的大门都关上。
His friend said, "Do not leave the house."
他的朋友说不要离开这个屋子。
And he asked us to pray, and we gathered on a Thursday night in the room, 20 of us, to pray for this young man that he would be saved by Jesus.
那一天我们就20个人在一起为他来祷告。
And God delivered him.
神就解救了他。
And today he's still a missionary in Indonesia.
现在他仍然在印尼是个宣教士。
Helping people to come to know Jesus.
帮助人们来认识耶稣。
Suffering teaches Christians to pray and to rely upon God.
受苦呢，帮助基督徒来学会依靠神，学会来祷告。
How do you view your troubles?
你怎么样看待你所受的苦难呢？
Not with resentment, as if they ought not to happen to you.
不要心里充满了怨恨，好像这些苦难不应当发生在我们身上。
Not with embarrassment, as if they cast some slur over your Christian spirituality.
也不用觉得尴尬，好像这些苦难呢，给你的基督教给基督教投下了一些污泥一样。
Because through suffering, God comforts us.
通过受苦，神安慰我们。
So we can comfort others.
所以我们呢，可以去安慰别人。
In suffering, we share the sufferings of Christ.
在受苦的时候，我们是在分享基督的苦难。
And through suffering, God makes us more like Jesus.
通过受苦，神使我们更多的来像耶稣。
May God help us to live for Him and for His glory, no matter what happens.
无论发生了什么事情，但愿神来帮助我们，来为神的荣耀而活。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for the example of the Lord Jesus Christ who suffered for us.
天父我们感谢你，我们谢谢你，耶稣为我们做了受苦的榜样。
Thank you that you comfort us in the middle of our troubles and trials.
谢谢你在我们的受苦，在我们遭遇患难的时候安慰了我们。
Help us to rely on you in the midst of our sufferings.
当我们在受苦的时候，求你帮助我们更多的来依靠。
Help us to pray for one another.
帮助我们更多的来彼此祷告。
And help us to live for your glory.No matter what happens.
帮助我们无论在任何的 处境当中都为你的荣耀而活。
We pray with thanks in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died and rose again for us, and who shall return to judge the living and the dead.
我们感谢主，你啊为我们死，你为我们复活，将来你还要再来来拯救我们。我们奉耶稣的名祷告，感谢。
Amen.
Amen.